Yeah, all I
Yes.
know,
Okay, it works.
all I know is that it tends to happen if I host a call that Nate is in.
That's weird.
It's weird, man. Polgroff has weird interactions with me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Oh man.
Right.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake
A salt
it,
shaker.
Do, 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 do.
man. In a few years, that one song by the whatevers, while talking about shaking it like a Polaroid picture, no one's gonna get that.
No one
That's
knows
true,
what
yeah.
a Polaroid is.
No one knows what a Polaroid is. You gotta shake it like an Instagram.
Shake it like an Instagram picture.
You know
It
that.
doesn't really work that well.
You know that. Polaroid actually came out after that song was released and told people not to shake Polaroids because it'll damage them.
Doesn't it blur
Huh.
it or something?
Yeah, it does. It'll do something. I don't know. It was a technology that was outmoded with the advent of digital cameras.
Yeah, it's true.
I think also Bacardi came out and told people not to sip it like it's the birthday.
Did they?
No.
I was gonna say, like, that does not sound like Bacardi at all.
And Zach died.
Oh, there goes the Zach.
Oh my god, why is the internet so shit today?
Swear I don't know.
I swear as I don't know.
So let's see. Let's see. Yeah, so I guess I'll wait for Zach to get back. I don't know what happened to him. Oh, he went offline completely.
Oh, Jesus. Let's see. Internet died or computer restart?
Or power went out.
Power never goes out in Minnesota. It only goes to sleep.
Yeah, that's their catchphrase,
What?
isn't it? Minnesota, where power goes to sleep.
That's kind of a creepy sounding phrase.
Power never sleeps.
What about Miles Tails Prower?
Said power, not prower.
Also, I felt really dumb that I didn't get that Miles Prower is a play on Miles Per Hour.
Honestly, I didn't get it either until. Well, I didn't even know he had an actual last name either until somebody told me that joke.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it in Sonic 2's opening. I just didn't mean anything to me.
Oh, Tails Prower. That's a dumb name. No way this could be important. Oh my god! Mind blown.
Just blew my Come on, self, wake up.
Drink the coffee.
I drank all of it.
Well, obviously you didn't put Red Bull in it like you're supposed to.
Oh God. That
All the
does not
caffeine.
sound pleasant.
It's not pleasant, it's to wake you up.
Also, you're walking away?
Yes.
Look, if I wanted to be awake that bad, I have B vitamin chews, or I'd just go to the 7-Eleven down the way and buy one of those giant ass cans of Monster.
Oh, why don't you just do a V vitamin chew then?
I haven't been doing them for a while. Well, you're supposed to use them in the morning, and then they take a little bit of time to kick in. Also, I haven't been doing them since I've been on medication because it increases me they're supposed to increase metabolism. That's the principle they work on, and I'm taking something that suppresses metabolism.
Right.
They
So
work on
probably.
metabolism, and my metabolism is batshit crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm on a drug because my metabolism is not properly regulated. It's not regular. It needs more oil.
Oh God.
And yogurt and bran.
Why? Also, Zach will be on in a minute.
Okay.
He updated Adobe, and then Adobe was like, "Hey, it's time to restart."
Update everything.
You know, my favorite instance of Skype closing was I was doing editing on this desktop computer that I'm on, and I didn't realize that it's that the program I was using to edit stores all of its cache on the C drive, which is not a very big drive because it was a drive I bought back when I got this computer in 2006. So it's like 250 gigs, and I've installed some stuff on it. And since then, I've gotten a couple terabyte drives that I've been installing things on. I just haven't cared too much about the size of the C drive because it's got enough. And then I found out that the cache space which was like, I think it's like 11 to 13 gigs now, had all been used up by this editing program. And apparently when Skype, when the C drive runs out of space, Skype shuts down.
What?
Automatically.
Huh.
Because of a disk IO error.
That's why you build your house out of bricks and not Adobe Clay. God damn it, Zach.
Yeah, well then, but I mean, then your house is much, much less fuckable.
All right. Well, now that Zach's back, I would do this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Zach.
All right, yeah. So the last time, the last time there was a severe case of pimping, and we were the only cure.
It's true.
Deal with it.
It's true.
So what was I? Where are? There we go. I only have three tabs of notes here.
All right. So,
All right, Zach?
Yeah, no. I was just
sighing at Adobe.
Where did Travis go? Did he fucking walk away again?
I'm here. I'm waiting for people to do things.
All right.
Yeah. Also, out of character, I'm not sure why, but I feel more tired after drinking that coffee.
You have a lot of caffeine, it can sometimes have a backfiring effect.
You had a caffeine crash, it sounds like.
It's, yeah. I don't want to cancel this, but I'm really kind of pulling at, I'm really trying to pull at words to bring together.
Well, do we want to take a short break and see if you feel any better? Because if you're only going to get worse, then it may be a bit difficult to push.
No, we can take a short break. You could do something else to wake yourself up, like Airbox or something.
Take a nice warm bath. Wait, that's the opposite effect.
Yeah.
Splash some water on your face.
You could cook a magnificent turkey dinner.
You could cook a magnificent turkey dinner.
But yeah, see, the problem is basically that caffeine doesn't give you energy. It just triggers your body into thinking it's not tired.
Well, it also makes your body release adrenaline.
Okay, are you sure? Because what I remember from
it connects to a part of your brain that the drowsiness receptors are supposed to, and your brain brain says that's not supposed to happen, and it freaks out and gives you some adrenaline and some whatever the other stuff is.
Because I knew what it did is it basically blocks the neuroreceptors that receive the signals that say you are tired and should probably rest.
Yeah, and if you stay up long enough, those just stop happening as well. But I haven't done that. No, yeah.
Go. We can take a break. You can go like do something to the shadow box, splash water in your face, et cetera, to wake yourself up.
Yeah, yeah. Odds are, what this coffee did is probably when I try to go to sleep tonight, I'll just not fall asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, we'll take a break. I'm gonna pause the recording. Yes, we are.
Bengals versus Texans.
Okay. All right. Matt, wanna give this a try?
Yeah. Okay.